Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
July 22, 1805. Sacagawea recognizes the country. The party has passed the gates of the mountains, the present-day Helena Valley, and is well on its way to the Three Forks. This is Sacagawea's home country, the land of the Shoshone, or Snake Indians. Sacagawea, herself a Shoshone captured in a raid by the Arikaras or Mandans when she was just a child, is still familiar with this territory, and, of course, can speak the Shoshone language. The captains will rely on her language skills when trading with the Shoshone for horses, which they plan to use in traveling across the Rocky Mountains. Captain Lewis writes today,
"We set out early as usual, the river being divided into such a number of channels by both large and small islands that I found it impossible to lay it down correctly following one channel only in a canoe, and therefore walked on shore, took the general courses of the river, and from the rising grounds took view of the islands and its different channels, which I laid down in conformity thereto on my chart. The Indian woman recognizes the country and assures us that this is the river on which her relations live, and that the Three Forks are at no great distance. This piece of information has cheered the spirits of the party, who now begin to console themselves with the anticipation of shortly seeing the head of the Missouri, yet unknown to the civilized world. Late this evening we arrived at Captain Clark's camp on the starboard side of the river. We took them on board with the meat they had collected, and proceeded a short distance and encamped on an island. Although Captain Clark was much fatigued, his feet yet blistered and sore, he insisted on pursuing his route in the morning, nor would he consent willingly to my relieving him at the time by taking a tour of the same kind. Finding him anxious, I readily consented to stay with the canoes. Captain Meriwether Lewis, July 22, 1805.
It is amazing that the corps could divide into two or three groups quite often and never lose one another. Sometimes they were apart several days, but always managed to meet back up. Captain Clark was the original Kilroy, marking trees, leaving cloth on a pole, and leaving game food for the following personnel. Monday, the Three Forks of the Missouri.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.